Fighters, today in the fight, I'm going to talk about the number one thing I would do right now to raise my closing rate in the sales game if I were you. I just wonder if you guys have enough guts to do it or if you're a bunch of chickens. Let's check this out. Are you a chicken to talk about money? Most of you are. Most of you are chicken because you don't have the confidence in your sales training. You don't have the confidence in the math of your business and stuff like that. And I always say stuff like that, don't I? It's something that really annoys me about myself when I'm on video and podcast because I always follow it with, it's like an except it's a sentence. It's like stuff like that. All right, I digress. Anyway, I'm back. Here we are. So listen, sales is a skill as a whole. This skill can be developed. It could be trained. You could grow in it and this and that. So training is key. And today, guys, I want to talk about if you're somebody right now in your sales process, you're having a hard time closing deals, something I would put my focus on right now. Now, I could talk about the motive and how important that is because we teach the motive, like people buy for their reasons and not ours. And, you know, we always set the table with that. And that is crucial to our success in sales, 100%. I'm not dismissing that. So you can't do what I'm about to do unless you have some sort of rapport and relationship and empathy and things like that with your prospect. But I'm going to give you something tactical here today, and it's called setting the bracket. This is basically just getting to the money conversation and cutting through all the bullshit. And then I'm going to share some ways that this is going to help your closing rate, why it will help your closing rate. Now, right now, if you're somebody who doesn't have a lot of confidence in the numbers that come out of your mouth, you haven't put the work in to do your homework, go to thecontractorfight.com /foundations. You could grab our course there that'll help you get your money mindset right, help you learn how to price your jobs properly, and prepare you for those sales calls to where you can go in there with confidence, right? So check out thecontractorfight.com /foundations. But how does setting the bracket, I'm gonna share what it looks like here, but how does it help the close rate? Number one, you guys, speed is king. They don't have to wait for a damn price. A lot of you lose deals because you're taking too long to go figure shit up and you're not able to lock a project in and get a deposit even before the final number is generated, okay? Number two, you weed out the tire kickers faster when you get to the money quicker. And now your time can be better spent with people who are real buyers, real prospects, a good fit for your business. Third thing is confidence is contagious. When you're with a prospect on the phone having this conversation, or if it's face-to-face, however you choose to do it, all right, your confidence in your numbers and be able to look somebody in the eye and with boldness and just that confidence that I know what the hell I'm talking about, they're attracted to that. People are attracted to confidence. So when you set the bracket and have the money conversation and you do it properly, all right, your close rate is going to go up. Your average job price is going to go up. The time you spend typing shit up, chasing, you know, driving around, windshield time, tap dancing in somebody's yard, trying to make the case why you're so great, that time's going to go way down. So you're, you know, one of the things that we track in the Contractor Fight in our sales training programs is called effective sales rate. That's how much did I sell this week divided by the time I spent in the sales process. And that'll give you a dollar amount. The higher the number, the more efficient you are. If you're tired of being told you're too expensive and being ghosted by prospects after you've spent hours in the bidding process with them, I want to give you a free resource today. Go to thecontractorfight.com /cheap, C-H-E-A-P, and grab our guide to spotting cheap prospects. Go through that and equip yourself so that you can see the time wasters coming a mile away. Go to thecontractorfight.com /cheap. And grab it today. So, what is bracketing, first off? All right, let's just take something simple like painting a bedroom. 12 by 12, 12 by 14 bedroom, 8-foot ceilings. Not a big deal. Everybody can probably get this if you're in the trades because you can picture it, all right? You have a conversation with somebody. Once you understand their motive, what's important to them, you're going to transition to the bracket, to the money phase of the sales process or the pre-qual process. And I'm going to say, hey, Joe, listen, I think I have a pretty good handle on what you're after here. and I'm going to recite some things back. Like, this is important to you, and this is what the deadline we're working with. And one of your big concerns was, you know, the last contractor, you know, he peed on your cat, and you don't want that to happen again, or whatever it might be. Did I get that right? They're going to go, yeah, you got it right. Or they're going to add something, right? Did I miss anything? No. All right. Well, based on what you're telling me, okay, this is how I transition the money. Actually, I would ask permission first. I would say, are you cool if we talk about what this might cost? They're going to say yes. And I say, okay, well, based on what you are telling me about this project, let's just do the simple room right now. I've got one of two ways that I can approach this. The first is we could come in, we could skim coat all the walls, every surface in here. We could sand down all the trim. All right, caulking, patching, you know, prime and two finish coats on the walls and the ceiling and the trim and the doors and the windows and the baseboards and blah, blah, blah. All right, and the highest grade paint possible and start to finish all in, you're looking at, you know, somewhere between $2,000 and $2,500. Slight pause. Or we could come in and just throw two coats of a high quality paint on the walls, change your colors for $700 to $800. Which of those conversations does it make the most sense for us to have? And then you shut your mouth. Guys, that is, in a nutshell, is what bracketing is, okay? You're giving them a high option. You're giving them a low option. One of the things I'll tell you, all right, and we go deep in our sales training in this, we don't ask for a bunch of scope up front and technical details up front. Because if I asked that earlier in the pre-qualification call, imagine this. Hey, Bill, what do you want painted in the room? I just want the walls painted, Tom. Now it's a lot harder for me to bracket two different scenarios, all right? We want to have that high anchor because it sets it up for the low anchor to look like not a big deal, all right? And many times they go for the high anchor. They're like, ah, screw it. While you're in here, we're going to change the carpet anyway. Might as well do it all. All right, so that in a nutshell is bracketing. When you do that, you get to the money faster. They're not waiting. Put yourself in the consumer's shoes, guys. Time kills deals, all right? When you have to wait for somebody to get numbers together, it's a pain in the ass. Notice I didn't give an exact number. All right. At this point, they're going to do one of a couple things. They're going to opt into one of the brackets, or they're going to say, wow, even your lower bracket is way more money than we wanted to spend, which I'm going to say, I hear that from time to time. What do you think our next move is? What do you think we should do next? And sometimes they'll go, well, I need to talk to some other people, and you're going to go, great, or whatever it is. And that's a different video, all right, that we're not going to get into. But the point is we're getting through it as fast as we can. All right. But it was set up with the motive and all that prior. You can't just jump into the money step without that relationship being built. All right. So other ways that you can set the bracket, what it might sound like. Guys, I'm giving you so much fucking gold right now. If you're not writing this down and making shit tons of money with this, you're an idiot. Like you deserve to go broke and live in a gutter and be homeless if you don't apply what I'm telling you right now. All right. This is fucking gold. Anyway, how do you really feel, Tom? Logan behind the camera is going, oh my God, here he goes again. All right. So other ways that you can set the bracket. Like I said a minute ago, hey, based on what you're telling me, okay, we could design a kitchen, you know, we could blow out the ceiling. We could, you know, strip it down to the studs, replace this, that, and the other thing for $200,000 to $300,000. Or we could come in and just do some cosmetic stuff for this, that, and that for $100,000, $125,000. Which conversation you want to have? That's one way of setting the bracket. Other times, for those of you that work on bigger projects that have a ton of selections and way more decisions and this and that, you get through the motive and you go, hey, are you cool if we talk about money? And they're like, yeah. Hey, Joe, as we're moving forward here, can you help me out here? Am I designing you a $300,000 kitchen or a $100,000 kitchen? Shut your mouth. They will guide you to their budget 100% of the time. Or you can do what's called going third party. Hey, Joe, are you okay if I share with you what some other people do in a situation like this? Yeah. Well, people in this situation usually go one of two ways. One of the ways is, and then you would paint the picture of the higher bracket, and then you paint the picture of the lower bracket. And now you've gone third party, social proof, blah, blah, blah. Other people have done these things. To which a lot of the prospects will reply, well, what do people mostly do in those situations? And you just answer honestly. Well, most of them go with this option. And then you shut your mouth. Guys, this is going to save you so much time. Because here's the deal. If you are spending your time driving around, meeting with the wrong people. Maybe they like you, but then they got to wait for your number. And then it was a day, it was a week, whatever it was to wait. They're having other conversations. You're the typical contractor they got to wait for. It's a pain in the ass. Plus, you're thinking about it. It's on your brain all to come back, and then you send the price, and then they ghost your ass. All right? And you've been mentally distracted. Your bandwidth is limited now to being more effective with the right prospects. All right? So there's so many reasons why this works. So listen, it's time to get out of here. If you are insecure about your numbers, okay, I want you to go to thecontractorfight.com/foundations and grab our foundations course. I promise you, you do that, get your money mindset right, you learn what you really need to charge and how to come up with that price, and you implement this bracketing thing that I'm talking about right now. If you ain't making another 50 grand a month, you ain't fucking trying. All right. So listen, I appreciate you guys hanging here today. Like, subscribe, share, send us questions in the comments if there's things that you want us to talk about here on the show. With that, you guys rock. I gotta roll.